Proclamation number 6009 of 27th of July, 1954. Acknowledgement of God. Belief and connection with Him. I only ask little of you, that you merely acknowledge me. For if you do this out of innermost conviction, then it will not be difficult for you to enter into my will. You gladly submit yourselves to my will because by acknowledging me you have already given up your former resistance, because acknowledging me already means turning towards me. In short, because then you will also learn to love me. I want to be acknowledged by you, and therefore I will always reveal myself to you. To each person in a different way, but everyone's attention will be drawn to a higher power in earthly life. All will be able to recognize the determining power in their experience, in their destiny, yet each individual will try to explain this power according to his own will, as acting arbitrarily without any connection to the human being. Then he does not recognize me as I want to be recognized, or also as the guiding being working in wisdom, as which I want to be recognized. I only want you to believe in a connection between you and me, that you feel like creatures of a creator with whom you are inseparably connected. As long as you believe yourselves to be completely isolated in the universe, you are also isolated from me. For you establish the connection with me precisely through your recognition of me, whom you now also try to join. The fact that you once did not want to acknowledge me, although you were aware of your departure from me, was your fall into the abyss, into ignorance, thus into darkness. And you involuntarily step into the light again with the moment of my recognition, with the moment of the bond which your will establishes with me when your thoughts wander to a being which is undeniable for you, which stands above you, which has you in its control and to whom you owe your life. Faith in this being will also infallibly change your will, for believing in me and yet resisting me is impossible. Otherwise faith would not be alive, and a dead faith cannot be called faith. As long as the human being still resists me and, as a bondage to my adversary, leads a sinful way of life without scruples of conscience, he does not believe in me either. But if there is a slight fear of responsibility in him, then he certainly considers the existence of a God to be possible, yet he still has a long way to go to living faith, to inner conviction. I only want you to acknowledge me, to be inwardly convinced that you are connected with the power that called you into being. I want you to believe in me. Then all revelations on my part will be a blessing for you, then you will soon experience my love and grace so obviously that you will now learn to love me, and then the union with me. The first and last aim of your earthly life will be certain for you, for what you love you strive for, and if you strive for me, your God and Father, you will also surely reach your aim. Amen.